Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your live business conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. Where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And you know what we do? We talk about who is Dale joined with? He's joined with the one and only, his wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you notice the change in my intro to you?
You changed it a little bit, but I think you still said I was a wonderful co-host, right?
Yes. I always say that.
Phew.
I think people are like getting used to that.
I think so, too. I absolutely think so. And we have our wonderful producer, Louie.
That's right, Louie.
Can't forget Louie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Louie starts spring break this week.
That's right. I'm feeling good.
All right.
Today's the first day. Finished my paper. I'm good to go.
Okay. Does that mean you're Philly bound?
No, I'm not going out of town this time.
Really?
Yeah,
you're not?
I got to save up some money, work a little bit with school going on. So, no, I'm going to be in the B-Lo for the week.
It's a beautiful place to be, Louie.
Hey, yep. A lot is happening in the B-Lo.
Who doesn't want to spend their spring break in Buffalo, New York? I know. I do.
Lauren, you're always going somewhere. I can't even believe you said that.
I love Buffalo.
The world traveler.
I was coming up Elmwood this morning, and it was just, there's a lot of action going on. I think Canisius High School had their 5K race. They do every, late winter, early spring, the Chili Challenge. So you saw a lot of runners around the neighborhood. And there's just a lot of people out and about on Elmwood. Starbucks was packed. I think people have that itch. They're ready to get outside and enjoy the weather.
There's nothing like a Buffalo vibe.
No, right. I know. It's for sure.
Well, especially when there's these 70-degree days thrown in between these cold ones. I was at the park the other day in, a tank top playing basketball, and, now we're back to the snow.
Now
but
we're back to 35.
You're getting that itch, though, once you keep getting this
warm weather.
But we're
getting there.
Yeah, right.
I feel like when we have that weather,
we're in the
those,
clear.
Teaser warm days, it's we're there.
We're done with the heavy.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Almost
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's getting there.
That's right.
How's your weekend been, Dale?
Well, the week has been fantastic, and we're going to talk a lot about that. I've been doing a lot of different networking and attending different business events.
Great.
We'll talk about that. Buffalo Healthy Living has been keeping me extremely busy.
Good.
So Shannon and Annette, if you're listening, you know what? Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. But with that being said, we have a guest in studio today. Who do we have?
We have Joshua Birch, founder at Normal Tech. Hi, Josh. Welcome to Western New York at Work.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what Normal Tech is. I look at your business card and it says the opposite of normal. What does that mean?
That is very true. Even if you notice in the spelling of Normal Tech,
yes.
It's spelled with an E instead of an A.
Yeah.
So kind of the way that we look at it is if you were to imagine a regular IT company, kind of what the stereotypes of an IT company would be, we try to, I wouldn't say go against that, but kind of move in a different direction. We're very customer focused, very customer centric. It's not always the ability to go in and fix something in 5 to 10 minutes and be out the door and on to your next customer. You know, it's taking that time, talk with people, you know, building relationships with the clients. And I feel like a lot of IT companies, they just focus on, okay, we're going to fix your printer, we're going to do this, we're going to run an IT assessment, and then boom, you know, in and out the door. But we try to develop relationships with our customers. You know, we throw events for customers, stuff like that after work. So I think that's something that we like as a business model, especially for retaining customers, yeah. You know? So I think it's very important to us. We try to push that we're not just your regular old stuffy IT company.
And I think that's so important because, let's face it, it's very competitive, whether you're in staffing, IT, business consulting, corporate training, whatever your specialty or your claim to fame in terms of services, you have to differentiate yourself from the rest of the, you know, your competitors out there. Certainly with relationship building, that's the key. But after that, you have to have that other differentiator, whatever it might be. So, Lauren, I just want to, you know, before we, you know, go into the thrust of our conversation, what separates Staff Buffalo from the rest of those other companies out there?
We really try to provide a holistic, full-service approach. We really try and make sure every person we interact with is happy in one way or another, whether we can help them or not, whether it's a company looking for, you know, an employee. If it's not in an industry we work with, we, you know, we try and refer them to the next best person. Or
you're looking out for the client's best interest.
Exactly, always. Yeah. And if it's a job seeker coming to us and, you know, looking for their next job, if we don't have a job for them, we try and provide them with different resources that will help their job search, whether it's, you know, a resume formatting service or interview workshops, social media audits. We try and make sure they have all the tools at their fingertips to help them find that job if it's not something, you know, we're actively looking at, working on to place them at. And then we use technology a lot, you know, to help differentiate ourselves and to make what we do kind of seamless and smooth and spread our message about who we are and what we do.
Okay. I think that's the Buffalo vibe here at Western New York at Work today. We're talking business and tech talk.
Thanks. You know what? It's kind of interesting you mentioned staffing. One of the things that we've kind of seen in the tech company as we've grown is finding somebody who kind of fits in with your culture and somebody who you want to represent your business.
Absolutely.
On the outside is something that we've actually found kind of challenging, to be honest. Going through the interview process, vetting candidates, finding people. I mean, it's really difficult. We've been trying to hire on new salespeople for probably the better part of 2 or 3 months. And now we're getting down to the final kind of two guys. And it's been a long process. So, I mean, if you have somebody that can help you with that or a resource for that, I mean, I can see that going a long way.
Yeah, and that's what we do at Staff Buffalo. It's not only finding the most qualified person for your company, it's finding the person who's qualified but also is going to be that culture fit too.
Yeah, that's huge for us.
And right now, I mean, the candidate market is tight. Like, there's a low unemployment rate. So people aren't really actively looking for jobs. And the ones that are and are probably applying to a position you post aren't necessarily the right fit. So, like, we work with our passive candidates. We've built up a network of candidates over the past 4 years that we've been in business. And then, you know, we really try and we vetted them out over the course of, you know, our conversations with them to find out what type of company they're looking for, what type of culture are they looking for to take that next step in their career. And then we reach out to them when they're really not actively looking for a job but are open to it.
No, that's good stuff. Yeah. The one area where we've had a lot of luck is reaching out to kids straight out of college. Get them right out of college. And we find that a lot of them are just so hungry to get their feet wet. They don't know what they don't know yet, and they're willing to do what they have to do to learn it. So, I mean, we've worked with a couple people straight out of college. We actually have a intern from Buff State who's working for us right now. He's doing some website work. We're going to have an intern from UB come on. He's an engineering student. And actually this summer, we're going to be working with an intern from Bennett High School. So we're really happy about that.
We're so similar. So we have an intern from Niagara right now. And this summer, we're having an intern from Mount Mercy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's good
but
stuff.
We've also found for building our team internally, we like to get them when they're younger, kind of fresher out of college, because we can train them the way
teachable
we
yes.
want to train them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, speaking of teams, let's talk about two great teams from the University
so
of
exciting.
Buffalo. Louis, we're going to turn it over
up.
To you. That's, you know, our sports update.
March Madness continues today. UB is in the second round, taking on the third seed Texas Tech at 6-10. A win for Buffalo today would mean a trip to the Sweet 16 against Michigan, who won their second round matchup last night against Florida, 64-49. You can catch the Bulls try to keep their national title hopes alive right here on ESPN 1520. Seven other second-round matchups get underway today, starting with Tennessee against Iowa at 12:10. Zion Williamson and Duke tips off against UCF at 5:15. Other March Madness finals from Saturday, LSU wins a nail-biter over Maryland 69-67. Purdue sent Villanova home with a 87-61 win. Kentucky wins over Wofford 62-56. And top-seeded Gonzaga and Michigan State also moved on to the Sweet 16 with wins yesterday. On the women's side, UB faces a tough test today in the second round against the two-seeded UConn Huskies. A win for UB would mean a second straight trip to the Sweet 16. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. with pregame starting at 6:30. You can catch that radio broadcast of the game over at our sister station, AM 1400 and 107.3 Classic R&B. In hockey, it will now be 8 straight years without a postseason berth for the Sabres. Buffalo was eliminated from playoff contention last night, falling to the Montreal Canadiens 7-4. Goals for Buffalo came from Sam Reinhart, Alex Nylander got his second of the season, Marco Scandella, and Jack Eichel. Eichel's goal was his 26th of the year. If the Carolina Hurricanes make the playoffs this year, the Sabres would now hold the longest playoff drought in the NHL. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin, Lauren Lewis, and Louie. Before we move back to the Tech Talk conversation, let's talk, you know, what do you guys think about our UB teams, both the men and women basketball teams?
I'm pumped for each of those teams. They've had such great seasons, and it's really exciting to see them, you know, going into the NCAA tournament. They had wins in the first round. I mean, it is exciting, whether you're a UB alum or not.
Our city is on fire.
It's great. It's great exciting. For the city.
Well, it's cool, too, because we haven't had basketball in, like, this kind of, like, high basketball, because the Braves obviously leave in the 70s. UB hasn't really been the powerhouse that they've been the past couple years, really, throughout their program's history. So now suddenly it's cool, like, even the women are taking on UConn today, which is a legendary college program on the women's basketball side. And here's Buffalo going up against them to try to make it two straight years of Sweet 16 action. So, and then UB, the men, can play Michigan in the Sweet 16 with a win today. Like, it's a cool time to be in Buffalo for basketball.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, it really puts UB on the map. I mean, you think about it. Think of how many people from, you know, the South or even West Coast would ever know who the University of Buffalo is, you know, when they're thinking about schools. And now they're like, oh, you know, I saw that school in my, you know, list of schools. And, oh, wow, they're in the Sweet 16
like
now.
Like you said, especially with, like, you know, the South, how they idolize college sports.
I mean, it's
not
huge.
As big up here. It's growing with UB's continued success. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, with the South, how, you know, you see Alabama, how into the Crimson Tide they are, and LSU and Auburn, and you know, those southern states love it, Georgia. So yeah, you're right. I mean, they see UB now, and it's a great school, obviously, and now they're having success in their sports program. So,
you know what's interesting about that, I read an article years ago, and they were actually talking about how, what a big bragging right it is for alumni. Think about it, you know, you're out in the corporate world and, you know, your guys with, you know, Georgia or, you know, SEC schools, and they're like, oh, you know, where'd you go to school? And somebody's like, Buffalo. And then like, oh, that's cute. But now with, you know, the basketball team's doing well and the football team's doing well. And they're actually talking about people are more willing to donate back to their alumni if they're doing well at sports to try to build it, because it's, you know, it's a prestigious thing.
Yep,
you know,
and they're out playing their conference, too. That's the thing. Like, even though they're still in the MAC compared to the SEC, they're out playing that status where if they're making deep runs into March Madness, like you said, it's going to help their school, obviously, as well. But it could also eventually, I don't know, it could maybe lead into another upgrade in a conference, maybe the Big Ten. You see that happen in the past.
I was going to ask so that. So it could happen. Conferences,
I think,
at some
point. They continue, especially with Nate Oates' contract extension, like, you know, how they lost Hurley to Arizona State. They kind of didn't know if the program was going to continue that, you know, success that he started. But with Nate Oates now here for another 5 years, I don't know. You could see
momentum.
A bump in the conference as well. It's a good time to be in Buffalo for college sports.
Absolutely.
Big East, here we come.
Yeah, that's right.
Buffalo versus Syracuse.
That'd be the next step.
That'd be fun. That'd be awesome.
Well, with that being said, Irina, we talked a little about sports and recruiting, but all of that means that we know we have good companies, small and medium-sized businesses that are here in our community that are, you know, doing the right things for the right reasons. And that's really what you bring to the table today. So let's talk a little bit about your business and the type of services that you provide.
Oh, definitely. I think one of the, I guess I would say one of the two verticals that we really have is obviously IT is the main focus. And then our main niche is working in the healthcare field. And that's especially if you look around Buffalo, you have how many billions of dollars going on at the medical campus, you know, people relocating downtown, Roswell Park, you know, ECMC, UB Med School, stuff like
healthcare
that.
Healthcare is an economic engine in this city.
Oh my God, huge. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And when I was working for one of the larger IT managed service providers around, and I started talking to the CEO over there and talk about spinning up more of like a healthcare division. And it was a project that I worked on, and it kind of hit the skids a little bit. So I started talking to my business partner who worked for his family's business and did sales. And we kind of started saying, hey, why don't we just do this for ourselves? You know, we know how to do it. We have the experience. We think the market is there. Let's just dive in and see what happens. And, you know, we're going on a year and a half now, maybe a little bit under a year and a half, and we've done really well.
Okay, so you're in your infancy, but it sounds like, you know, when I hear you speak with a lot of confidence. Like, you know, like, you know, we're here, but you can see where you're going, you know, even in a very competitive or maybe unknown.
Very established. IT companies in Buffalo are very established. There's
probably, that's where I wanted to go.
Yeah,
yes.
There's probably four or five that break up 80% of the market share out there. And I've actually worked for two of the larger ones. And you kind of see from the inside, once you get to a certain scale, you lose that familiarity with your customers. You know, you don't have that interaction. You're turning over employees all the time. You know, pretty much any large IT managed service provider I've ever worked for, they don't have a high retention rate because people move on to do their own things, or they specialize in another field, or you go to a really large company to get your experience, and then you move on to maybe a smaller company at a higher role, you know, earning more money. And that's actually the exact career path that I kind of took. So I've seen it on both sides. So when we talk about where we want to go, I think Eric and I, my business partner, we see a bright future because we have a very solid foundation of what we want to provide.
And speaking of the foundation, you know, you started out what appears to be a niche or very specific area, healthcare and medical practices.
Oh, 100%. Mainly what we kind of specialize in is doing HIPAA risk assessments for small to medium-sized medical practices. Because, I mean, you think about it, you go to your family healthcare provider, you go to a urologist, oncologist, private practice.
Yeah, specialist, dermatologist.
Anybody who has access to patient record, by law, every year they have to have a review of their practices and procedures and make sure they comply with HIPAA. And if they don't, that's a big no-no.
So what are you doing to help them make sure they're in compliance?
It's, I guess the easiest way I get, very, very nuanced question, but I guess the easiest way I could break it down is there's three different categories. There's the physical, technical, and the administrative that they have to abide by. Mm-hmm. I think there's 163 different statutes to the HIPAA rule. So what we do is we go on site, we look over, you know, their physical, make sure you have locks on your computers, make sure they're locked down, make sure the doors are locked, make sure you have a lock on your IT cabinet. Make sure nobody can, make sure there's not open windows, you know, simple stuff like that. From the administrative side, do you have all your business associate agreements lined up? Are you doing training for employees? You know, are they signing off on their user ID credentials to get onto the PC? And then you go on to the technical side, and then you really open up the can of worms, you know, firewalls, proper procedures on PCs, lockout times, security screens. I mean, that's just a very, you know, 30,000 foot view of it. But it gets pretty granular. And honestly, we've seen a lot of traction now with, you think about ECMC, the hack that happened there. That was actually happening right as I was starting this company. So when we would go to people originally, we'd say, hey, you saw what just happened to ECMC. What'd that cost them? $13.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And not only that, it's the reputation of your business. You know, you don't want to be known as the practice that got, you know, their medical records hacked.
And they've become that. They've become that poster child of being, you know, their IT infrastructure being compromised.
Yeah.
Right. And have you seen, like, the physicians you've worked with and the medical practices being more receptive to the IT aspect of their business? Because I feel like, you know, even 5-10 years ago when they were starting the conversion to EMR records, a lot of physicians were really hesitant to make that conversion.
You know what? It's I worked at the VA for 6 years. I was the national help desk manager for them for the Northeast. And you really fall into two categories. You either have that legacy doctor mm-hmm. who still likes to do paper charts, still likes to, you know, pen and paper. And then you have the really, you know, I would say the younger, fresh out of med school.
More progressive.
Yeah, they're taking notes on iPads, stuff like that. So they understand the technology more. And that's kind of the one thing that we've seen, too, when we go in to speak to these people. It's more along the lines of, you know, we haven't had this done before. Mm-hmm. And we've been rolling the dice for 20, 25, 30 years in private practice. So why do we have it done now? And that's something that we kind of speak to people about. We say, hey, you know, it's like car insurance or wearing your seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
You may wear your seatbelt or not wear your seatbelt your whole entire life. And nothing may ever happen. But that one time that you don't wear it, something may happen. And that's kind of just something that we try to put in the back of their mind, you know, a little inception, mm-hmm. you know. And I think for our fees are very nominal. It's not super expensive. So we say, hey, you know, you can pay X amount and have peace of mind. You know, right. what is it really worth to you at the end of the day?
So do you go into the offices once and kind of check it, or is it a running process? Like you'll come back maybe in 3 months, check to make sure everything's
still yeah. operational. Yeah. yeah. Well, the main thing that we do when we start out is it's probably, depending on the size of the practice, it can range from probably a day or two on site to maybe like a week on site. Mm-hmm. Our niche is really a small to medium-sized medical practice. Mm-hmm. Anybody with, you know, one doctor, one admin staff, probably up to about 50 or 60 people. So we go in, run through all of our scans, run through all of our tests, you know, talk to decision makers, make sure everybody's on the same page with goals, their deliverables, you know, what they're going to get out of this.
Yep.
And then after we go through and we do all the tests, we give them what we call a roadmap to compliance. We say, here's what you are proficient in, and here's what you're deficient in. And for the deficiencies, what kind of makes us, separates us, is we could actually go in and fix the deficiencies also. So that kind of makes us say, what's the word I'm looking for here?
It's gonna escape me.
Yeah. So triple threat, double
triple threat.
Yeah.
I like it, yeah.
So it makes us kind of unique in that aspect. So I guess the time kind of varies, but at the end of the day, it's no more than a week. We turn around the report to them. We say, this is what you would need to do to fix this. And then we come back and we provide the fixes. So all in all, probably a 2 to 3 week process from start to finish, everything completely done. And then we provide them a compliance report at the end saying, you know, this is what we came in and saw. This is what you guys fixed. Here's your report.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we have to take a quick break. We will be right back in just a couple minutes with Josh Birch, founder at Normal Tech. Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
New Buffalo Insurance Agency is here to insure your future, servicing downtown Buffalo and other surrounding areas. An exclusive agency for clients with a selective taste. They want the very best. They specialize in commercial insurance for multiple industries and personal lines, professional liability, trade contractors, and extraordinary service. Your life and the assets you have are exceptional. Let's make sure you have exceptional coverage to match. New Buffalo Insurance Agency. See what they can do for you. Call 332-1570 to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis, in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, our producer Louie, and we have Josh Birch, founder of Normal Tech, an IT consulting company for medical practices.
That is correct.
Yes, awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Josh. In the next few years, where do you see IT changing or advancing within healthcare?
Everything's going to the cloud. almost everything. It's one of those things where we talk. We just went down and talked to a company down in Salamanca the other day, and they use just a regular email service, on-prem system. Multiple issues, to say the least. There's no real file sharing platform. They don't have anything in the cloud. So once I started talking to the owners, and I was saying, hey, you know, you guys, instead of, you know, your receptionist printing something out, bringing it over to you, you doing the fixes on it, typing it back into an Excel document, emailing her the Excel document, her taking a look at it again, signing off on it, sending it over to the CEO, you know, after you guys get through that rigmarole, you know, it's just wasted time, you know, wasted productivity. And for a small business, that 15, 20, 25 minutes is big, you know, when you're wearing multiple hats.
Mm-hmm. That being said, what does that do from a hardware standpoint? I get the impression that, okay, now you may have maybe one server that's now, that used to cost thousands of dollars, that now is maybe a few hundred dollars, but there's no longer a need to maybe have, you know, racks on racks of servers, you know, in your individual practice.
Oh, 100%. And that's a huge cost savings for a small business, too. You can migrate over to an Office 365 system. You're paying, I think it's $8.99 for a basic Office suite, and then $12.95, I think, for all-inclusive Office email suite, everything. And with that, you get a SharePoint site, you get a OneDrive. So instead of having that large $2,500 server on site, you can buy an Office subscription. You can store everything in the cloud. You don't have to worry about that server going down. You don't have to worry about server maintenance. And then you don't have to, the biggest thing is really backing things up. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of companies, they get in the door, they get their foot in, they know what they know from a business side, or they specialize in something, but they don't have the tech background. So they just throw things together, you know, oh, there's, you know, on Susie's desktop over there, that's where we keep all of our files. We've been doing that for 18 years. And then you say, okay, when was the last time Susie's desktop was backed up? And they say, maybe never. And then you're like, okay, well, let's kind of work with that first and then kind of go from that. And we can save them a lot of money.
That's terrifying,
and
too.
I think it brings
just
up.
Just save on the back, on the desktop. I mean, we're crazy about like making sure everything's saved on our cloud and on SharePoint within our office. But when you talk about like people's medical records.
It's huge.
It's terrifying.
And the security aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's.
I mean, you have social security numbers, date of birth.
Everything.
Which is where I was leading towards. There's a risk factor there. You can either pay me now, pay me a little bit, or you can pay me later.
Oh, yeah.
And when you pay later, it's going to cost you an exorbitant amount of money.
It's going
to
be huge.
Which can lead to lawsuits. More importantly, no, it's going to damage your practice reputation. And if your IT infrastructure is compromised.
Yeah. I mean, we tell people it's not only the monetary loss, but it is the reputation. You know, if you have to come out of your pocket $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is, it's not going to kill a medical practice. But once the word in the street gets out that, you know, you guys maybe aren't taking care of things and securing my data like you should be, that's going to be a huge hit.
Yeah, and the one thing we haven't talked about before we sign up, we haven't talked about how can someone who's listening to today's show, a medical doctor, you know, business owner practice, how can they reach you?
It's easy. They can send an email over to contact@normaltech.com, and that's normal with an E and not an A, obviously the opposite of normal. And or they can call us at 716-235-3707. And I mean, email, if you email us, one of the big things that we're kind of building the platform for the business off of is service level agreements. So I've had people, one of our first customers emailed us New Year's Eve at I think 5 o'clock, and we were there New Year's Day, 11 o'clock for a site survey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
That's great. So someone is really concerned about their IT infrastructure and the security of it. They can feel confident in calling Normal Tech, and you'll be there ASAP.
It was an emergency. They had kind of gotten stuck high and dry with somebody else, and they needed to be up and running. And I said, okay, I'll knock the hangover off, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. So you can continue going and getting second-tier services, or maybe not getting the answers that you want to get, or you can go to Normal Tech.
I like where you're going with this, Dale.
Okay. Okay, close this out. Okay, once again, if you have an IT need, IT question, IT concern, what do you do?
Give us a call, 716-235-3707, or send us an email, contact@normaltech.com.
N-O-R-M-E-L.
E-L, the opposite of normal.
And if you want to work in IT, where do you go?
Well, we come to Staff Buffalo. We'll point you in the right direction.
That's right. Call Lauren. Okay.
Just call Staff Buffalo.
Just call Staff Buffalo. And Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin, Lauren Lewis, and Louie.
Horns up.
Go Horns Bulls. Up.
Go
That's right.
UB.
That's right. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.